Perdido Key and Inverarity Point in southwest Escambia County were hardest hit locally by Hurricane Sally, which made landfall at nearby Gulf Shores. Buildings in the area suffered damage from hurricane-force winds and fast-rising floodwaters from storm surge and more than 20 inches of rainfall. I recently visited the area to check on recovery efforts. Driving through the area, it's clear that a storm has been here. Vegetation on the barrier island has turned brown from the salt water that washed over. Trees are down or leaning due to the sustained wind, and there are blue tarps scattered about. It's also evident that the cleanup effort is in full swing, with household debris, construction debris, and lots of tree debris piled along roadsides.
Well, my unit is number 8 there. As you can see, that one down there, the unit on the far left, blew away.
This is Jody Wright, pointing to what's left of her small second-floor apartment on Perdido Key Drive.
The two inner units, the roof blew off and into the backyard. On my unit, the roof caved in. And so all the insulation from most of those places blew that way, and it's pretty deep inside my apartment.
Wright believes the roof's demise was the result of the gusting wind and soaking rain.
There was a man here during it. So he's the one that, when he came out the next morning and got in his car, that's when he took a picture and sent it to the landlord that the roof blew off. He was on the bottom.
Everybody was safe?
Yeah, everybody was safe.
Did you evacuate?
I did evacuate. Went to a hotel. So you can see the rafters. And the roof, part of the roof is back there.
Thankfully, you weren't here.
No, I wasn't. Did you want to go through?
Sure.
Okay, just duck down.
Just be careful.
Yeah. Not as windy as it was.
Wow, this is incredible.
The walls in Wright's apartment are intact, and her ceiling fan is still in place. But her ceiling and all of the rafters have caved in, and all the insulation that was up there now covers the floor and everything else.
Yeah, there's your path. You did good. You're going to be itchy when you leave here.
Where's your bedroom? Is this it
right here? That's it. This is the bathroom, as you can see the ceiling caved in there.
So by the looks of this, you pretty much lost everything, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So I was just trying to get a little bit of clothes that I can that's not ruined out of there. But I have no furniture or anything. All of that is definitely gone.
For now, Wright is staying with her daughter in Gulf Breeze, and she expressed thanks for the help she's gotten from Community Life Church, where her daughter is director of children's ministries. Fortunately, she had renter's insurance that will fully cover her windstorm damage. But after Sally's destruction, she expects to lose this place she's called home for the last 7 years.
We found out from the property owner that they're just going to demolish the whole building. They're going to bulldoze it down because they said it's not recoverable.
Jody, do you want to continue living on Perdido Key?
I would come back. I would definitely come back. I said, if you rebuilt it and, you know, it was the same type of thing, I would come back and take my chances because I just love the beach so much.
Yeah, we lost everything. We're all good, and that's all that matters right now.
That's Casey Nettle, who lives on Inverarity Point with her 15-year-old daughter, Alexis, and 10-year-old daughter, Delaney. Her parents, who live in an RV, also rode out the storm at her home.
Everything in the house was ruined that wasn't on the walls or on dressers. But all the clothes were out there dragging it. It's everywhere.
Even our school Chromebooks.
Yeah, even their laptops. We went to sleep. There was no water. We woke up to
a foot of water in our house, like inside.
It soaked everything. We walked outside, and it was up to my thigh. And that was like that for about 3 or 4 days. So now we're just now getting everything out of the house, ripping the carpets out, and hopefully getting somebody to come out there and adjust it.
Were you there? Did you stay?
Yeah, we stayed. We weren't expecting any of this, so.
Did you have to be rescued?
No. We waited up the street until it was just the street. We had to move our vehicles, and we stayed there till the water went down.
Amid the stress of losing everything, is the comfort of having total loss insurance coverage.
Well, listen, ladies, thank you and good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Me too.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.